go back over there to the book of Hebrews again. Verse 6 of the first chapter, again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. Now, I don't know whether you realize this or not, but these are the words that God spoke when he raised him from the dead. Amen. So, because again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. Look at the 8th verse. But unto the Son he saith, or he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. What is a scepter? A king and his scepter in court, where the common person had no right to speak, and some sort of serious trial is being conducted, and the handmaiden has evidence, but she's not allowed to speak. She's in the king's court. Hello, I was there. I was there. And the king says, let her speak. Now, when he pointed that scepter at her, she became equal in the king's court. And when I cried out to God with one simple phrase, Jesus, come into my heart, on the second day of November, 1962, the scepter of righteousness was pointed at me, and I became equal with Jesus. So my words in the court of heaven count. And so do yours. Because we've been named after him according to Ephesians chapter 3. Yes. Conferred upon him. Conferred upon him. And that under the throne, under the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And I see Jesus when he came in and presented it. That's what the book of Hebrews is about. He said to Mary, don't touch me. I have not yet appeared to my God and your God. The heavenly utensils of worship had to be cleansed.
Yes.
With his blood.
Yes. Yes.
Adam's sin. Adam was God of this world. And then his lease on this earth, he just gave it away and just handed it to the devil. And they lost the blessing. And God immediately set out to get that blessing back. And in full power. And he needed the power of the name. He had to have a name. We had to have a weapon. They didn't have that weapon in the first covenant. But David used it because he was a covenant-minded man. What did he say to the giant who was 9 feet 9 or something? It was his size that frightened everyone. David, just a young teenager, we know he's less than 20, because if he'd been 20, he'd been in the army. No, he said, King, I will kill him. He didn't say, I'm going to try to kill him. He said, I'll kill him. This uncircumcised Philistine. Oh, I mean, he qualified the whole battle right then. This uncircumcised Philistine. He doesn't have a chance against me. So what did David say? I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. The God, the Lord God of hosts, the God of hosts. You find it scattered out all the way through that first covenant. The Lord God of hosts, the God of hosts. The tithing scriptures talks about the God of hosts will rebuke the devourer. Yes. Who, the God of hosts, what does that mean, the God of hosts? The Lord of hosts. He invoked the angelic armies of God when he said that. He came in the name of the God that has all those angels, and they helped me before, and I'll help you. Hey, I'm going to kill that guy. I don't care how big he is. I'm coming at him in the name. And he dropped him like a bad habit right in the middle of the... Praise God. So, I mean, the man's good with that slingshot. He had to be, because the Bible said he used it while he was running towards the giant. He was running. But he was good, had a lot of practice. He picked up 5 stones and didn't need but one. Amen. Why? He had the name. He knew the name. Glory to God. He had a name. And because of his reverence for that name, and we've not had that kind of reverence, but we're going to regain that. When the scribes of old would write the name of God, they would get up and go bathe and put on clean clothes just to write that precious name. That name that's above every name. We use the name God all the time, but that is relatively recent. It came out of German theology, God, G-O-T. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jehovah Raha. Araha. He is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh. He sees. He doesn't just provide. He sees and provides. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. I am the Lord that healeth thee. For healing to have passed away, God would have had to have changed his name, and that is not going to happen.
Come on. Amen.
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 Jehovah Tsitskenu, he is my righteousness. Jehovah Shalom. Oh, I love this one. He is my peace. That word shalom is translated prosperity. It's translated well-being. It's translated overwhelmingly prosperous. Glory to God. And it's Christian people that got the idea that God and poverty were tied together with a short rope. That's a lie from hell. Absolute lie. The way it's best described, I learned this from Billy Brim, who went to Israel and studied Hebrew. And this is the way they teach English speaking people that need to learn Hebrew. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Oh, isn't that good?
Yes.
Nothing, well, sure it's good. It's the name of a good God. Yes. He is absolute good. Jehovah Shammah, He is present. His Spirit is in this room right now. His Spirit is healing in this room right now. His Spirit is healing out online right now. His work is being done all over the world right now by Him, by His Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Jehovah Nissi, He's my canopy. He's my covering, and His banner over me is love. That love is my banner. Praise God. Jehovah Sabaoth. Here it is. That's not Sabbath. It's Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the angelic armies of God. In the little book of Malachi, it's used 22 times, especially in the tithing scriptures. Well, tithing is in the old covenant. No, tithing started in the garden. The first murder was over the tithe. This is an ordinance of God. No, I don't have to tithe. I'm privileged to tithe. And I think about it a lot of times. I say, Lord, come on, Lord. You know, do you know what the tithe off that'll be? Yeah, glory to God. Yes. The angelic armies of God. Those names. There are many, many more names. So I have a whole list of them. But those are the redemptive names of the Most High. He that dwells in the place and the shadow of the Most High God. There's no higher. There's no higher office. Jesus exalted from hell to the throne. And that's what happened to you. And that's what happened to me, thank God. Headed to hell on skids. And that day, it changed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Now then, now, I'm saying all of this because I'm talking about the name and the using of that name and learning how to use that name. And we have to go back to recurrent training in the Bible. Yes. We have to read it and study that name. We have to study the book of Hebrews. We have to look up the word name and just go all the way through the Bible and see whose name works and whose doesn't. Hallelujah. Recurrent training on faith. Recurrent training on the name. Anyway, now then, let's go to Acts chapter 3. Now, you remember what happened in the third chapter of the book of Acts. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer being 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Why? Why did he expect to receive something from them? Jesus went in and out of that temple over and over and over and over. And he was a temple beggar, which meant he had every right to be there. And you know how many times Jesus just pointed to Judas and said, come on. But the man didn't get healed under Jesus' ministry. Now, isn't that amazing? So he saw Peter and John and he thought, here come my boys. I'm expecting something from them. They're followers of Jesus, and I know, glory to God. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Now you could get into that. That's not necessary now. But such as I have, I have. Such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus, the anointed one of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand. Why the right hand, Brother Copeland? What difference does it make? Don't start that. Just little wicked side issues that just sidetrack you. In the name of Jesus, he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Glory to God. Walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. I wonder. Oh, I wonder. What is that? That's a sign and a wonder. Makes people wonder. And wonder is not faith. And miracles don't cause faith. They cause people to wonder and investigate.
That's right.
Yes.
When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness? This didn't happen because I'm an apostle. He didn't have being an apostle on his mind. He had Jesus and this man before whom he had walked many, 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 many times. Every time he went to temple, he walked past this man. I mean, he saw him and gave him money. I dare say he gave him money while he was in the fishing business. Because he was a wealthy man then. Amen. Glory to God. Being an apostle had nothing in the world to do with this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Now you go over to the fourth chapter, and as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed. The same ones that were wondering, Jesus got up and preached, and they found out the power was in that name, and they had heard him preach just days before, and they began to realize what these people have been saying all the time is true. His yeah. name can do anything yeah. he can do. Amen. His name can do anything that he did. His name can do anything that he said. Faith in that name is having faith in Jesus.
You're invited to join us at this year's New Year's Eve special event service with Kenneth Copeland at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. Come and experience an evening of spectacular music and a Holy Spirit-filled message as we gather together to welcome the new year. Admission is free, so come be a part of the special event on December 31st, starting at 7 p.m. Central, right here at Eagle Mountain International Church.
I'm Danielle Stort, and I am a class of 2024 graduate. I went to the Victory Campaign, and there was some major decisions that I was trying to decide upon, whether to go into a different position at my job. At the time, it was during all the COVID crazy. When I initially interviewed, they said, oh yeah, you can stay remote. And I asked them about as far as the COVID shot, because that company does require a COVID shot, and I was not getting one. The Lord told me not to get one, and that's what I was going to do. Fast forward through that process, it came out, oh yeah, it's not remote anymore. And we're going to give you extra time to think about it, but let us know. And when I went to the Victory Campaign, I was at the hotel that night, and it was like God just downloaded everything to me of what I was supposed to do and not take that job and to stand my ground with the shot, stand my ground and just stay in the position that I was in. And it was funny because I met a woman, one of the ushers, and she had told me about KCBC at the Victory Campaign. And I got introduced to one of her sons that actually graduated. And so I was like, oh, this is interesting. But at that time, I did not even think that the Lord was just positioning my steps. And so when I was applying for KCBC, it seemed like, oh, there was some obstacles there with references and different things. But I just kept knocking that door. I was like, okay, Lord, they're going to have a discount in May. That's when I applied. I said, the end of that discount is the end of this month. And I have like maybe 2 or 3 days. One of my references is saying, I'm sending it through the mail. And I was like, okay. I said, if it gets there, I know that this is the door for me. Being in those classrooms, every class is just so anointed. I'm so blessed to be able to be here. In my past, I did not have teachers that cared for their students or cared for me or took an interest in me. And these teachers here showed me that they really love us and want us to succeed no matter what. This is the first time that I've had that. And I was nervous about things and nervous about doing things. Like, for example, evangelism, I thought I could never do that. And when they told us, oh, you're going to go out and evangelize, I said, I don't think so. And so I thought, okay, I went, it was like the Holy Spirit just took over. And it's one of my favorite things to do is to evangelize and bring people into the kingdom. But it all is because of Kenneth Copeland Bible College that I'm able to do that. So they've equipped me to know that I'm not doing it. It's the Holy Spirit doing it through me. It's definitely more meaningful to me because I think, you know, I've graduated from other schools, but this graduation is more meaningful to me because it's with God that I did everything. For me to be a salutatorian, that is just amazing to me. It's just amazing how God just blesses you with gifts. Gifts that you didn't know that were down deep inside, or gifts that you prayed about and then said, I'm putting that on the shelf. It's brought back up so many gifts, especially this journey through KCBC. Things that I had put on the shelf, even when I was a kid, and said, no, I can't do that. They empowered me to do it. And now I know I can do it, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Every believer should have a revelation of the power that's available to them in the name of Jesus. We see in Proverbs 18:10 that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. It's a picture of being lifted high above evil. In the name of Jesus, the believer is above the circumstances. In the name of Jesus, the believer, as a joint heir, is able to do what Jesus did. And just like Jesus, we can release the power of God and bring his salvation and deliverance to a lost and hurting world. When we use the name of Jesus, we're enforcing and confirming the authority that we have in him. Praise God. The 2025 KCM calendar is here and available to order. The theme for this year's calendar is a word from the Lord that came through Brother Copeland. 2025 will come alive. Each month, there is a scripture and inspirational quotes that will keep your heart fixed on the one who gives you life. There's also a Bible reading plan, and you know this is a great opportunity to bring the whole family together to read the Word. Request your free 2025 KCM calendar today on KCM.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. But join Brother Copeland as he shares about the power in the name of Jesus that can turn the impossible to victory. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.